Hi, my name is Claire Mitchell. I am a developer on the Windows Core Networking team. This is the first in a series of videos where I will be taking you through the features of the new Windows 8 Hyper-V extensible switch and how you can write a switch extension. In this video, I will go over the high-level architecture of the extensible switch. In later videos, I will dive deeper into the specifics of the components and interactions mentioned in this video. To start, the Hyper-V extensible switch architecture is based around the NDIS filter driver model. For this reason, I will assume that you have some knowledge of NDIS 6 when describing the components of the extensible switch. The Hyper-V extensible switch is a module that runs in the Windows 8 root partition. The switch module can create multiple vSwitch instances per host. For simplicity, I'm going to show a single vSwitch instance in this diagram. A single vSwitch instance can have anywhere from 0 to 64K vPorts. All vSwitch policy, including VLAN, QoS, and ACLs, are configured per vPort. All policy configured on a vPort is preserved during VM state transitions such as live migration and save restore. Each vPort can connect to one vNIC. The external vPort can connect to a team of vNICs, which I will discuss a little bit later. The Hyper-V extensible switch supports four types of vNICs, two for VM communication, one for host communication, and one for communication to the external network. The external vNIC is used for communication to the external network. It is bound to the vSwitch by a protocol driver bound on top of a physical or virtual mini port. The internal vNIC is used for communication to the host partition. This vNIC is a virtual mini port in the host partition on top of which TCP/IP can bind. The synthetic vNIC is for communication to an enlightened guest over VM bus to the network VSC. And finally, the emulated NIC is used for communication to unenlightened guests running an IHV miniport driver. Now, all of the previously mentioned components existed in the Hyper-V switch prior to Windows 8. The extensible switch has added the extensibility stack, which allows third-party extensions to plug in and affect the behavior of the Hyper-V switch. The extensibility stack is comprised of an extension miniport driver and an extension protocol driver, which are bound to the vSwitch. Switch extensions in the form of lightweight filter drivers bind between the miniport and protocol driver to form the extension stack. There are three classes of switch extensions: capture, filter, and forwarding. Capture extensions sit on top of the stack and can only monitor switch traffic. Filter extensions sit in the middle of the stack and can both monitor and modify switch traffic. Forwarding extensions sit at the bottom of the extension stack and replace the Windows vSwitch forwarding behavior. For this reason, there can only be a single forwarding extension per vSwitch, whereas there can be multiple capture and filter extensions. Now that we know a little bit about the architecture of the switch, let's talk about the control path. The Hyper-V extensible switch uses NDIS OIDs to notify extensions of different control operations. This allows extensions to not only view the operations and act accordingly, but in some cases to modify or reject the operation. For example, when a new port is created, the switch sends a port create OID to the extension stack. All extensions see the OID and can act upon it, allocating their own state for the port. But if an extension cannot support the port that is being created for some reason, it can fail the OID, resulting in the failure of the port creation. The extensible switch data path is bidirectional, allowing all extensions to see traffic as it enters and exits the switch. The NDIS send path is used as the ingress data path, and the NDIS receive path is used as the egress data path. Between ingress and egress, forwarding occurs, which is performed either by the Hyper-V switch or a forwarding extension. Not only is the switch itself extensible, but so is the policy that can be applied to it. Extensions can register custom MAW files to enumerate and advertise their features and policy configurations. Once a custom MAW file is registered, a user can use PowerShell commandlets or WMI to send configuration and query status of an extension. This is serialized by VMMS and sent as a struct in an NDIS OID to the extension stack. Now you should have a high-level understanding of the Hyper-V extensible switch. To understand further about how to write a switch extension, please see the videos that follow and our design guide on MSDN.